Hey guys, thank you for joining us again on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita, I am your host, and this is my co-host.
I'm like Red Square, you don't know. Cheers to life. Cheers to another episode. Give thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for joining us wherever you are in the world. We give thanks for your support and thank you for your viewing. So what's going on? How you doing?
Yeah, you know, everything cool, you know, right now. Me and the Olympic fever.
Oh, jeez.
You know what I mean? So I just want to say congratulations to all of the winners them so far.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Shout out to y'all.
All of the people who medal, all Jamaicans.
Elaine Thompson, mm-hmm. And Shakira Jackson.
Shakira Jackson.
Yes, and big up Tapper.
Tapper.
Yeah. Megan. Yeah.
Megan Tapper,
big up
yeah.
yourself, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like a live wire, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, really appreciate it. I just want to say that because, you know, sometimes it seems like we as fans, we don't really care about the fact that you go out there, go put out your best, and even if sometimes you put out your best and it still not manifests into a medal,
mm-hmm.
You know, it feels like we're ungrateful and we are cussed and whatever. And, you know, sometimes it gets the best of us because we're fans.
Don't say it feels like, that's what it is for
the
most part.
It get the best of us sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Because we're fans. But, you know, at the same time, you know, you have to be level-headed enough and to understand that, you know, these are athletes that put their all into training and everything, and they go out there to perform for the country.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what the finish is, the end result is, we still have to be thankful that they, you know.
And proud of them.
Proud.
Support them still,
yeah.
You know. Still show them that love as if they came home with the gold medal.
Exactly.
You know. So, no matter if they came in first, second, last, it don't matter. They gave that,
yeah.
You know, their all with running during practice, during trials, you know, all of these competitions that they have to go through. It's rigorous training that they have to go through, intense training
yeah.
on their bodies on a daily basis to be able to perform the way that they are on the track. So, you know, we have to definitely give the athletes their just due. And, you know what I'm saying, big them up while they're here and
definitely.
While they're doing the damn thing. You know
definitely.
What I'm saying? Jamaica,
so,
big up yourself on all
athletes,
the medals.
Yeah.
That you guys have received so far,
all
the
athletes,
the shot put, the 400 meters, the men,
yeah.
Like, you know, just big up all of the athletes.
Even
all around, the man disappointed.
We're very disappointed
still.
With the men.
But yeah, you know,
but
don't be one of those that you were just talk about.
But understand, like I said, I got, you know, it's, you have to understand that,
mm-hmm.
You know, them
you win
put
some,
out,
you lose some.
Yeah. Basically,
not
simply
every day
put,
you're gonna come home a winner. Shelley yeah. was a prime example of that. And she showed good sportsmanship with her statement that she put out. Like, you know, it doesn't matter
yeah.
whether I'm first, second, or third. Like, as long as we did that sweep and we did
yeah.
it for Jamaica, like, it should be no, I'm not happy for you. Or I'm with this one. Or, you know, it should be no division.
Yeah.
So,
most definitely.
Yeah.
So, I really want to take the time out. That's what I want to say. Firstly,
mm-hmm.
first and foremost, big up all of the Jamaicans. Them were out there. I put out the effort. We here at Music and Marriage Podcast truly appreciate it. You know what I mean? Secondly, there's this thing in the news, right? A 19-year-old girl out there in Clarendon, right? A Rastafarian girl was locked up by the police, seen and during the time that she was locked up, a female police officer proceeded to cut her locks. Right? And according to the girl, the female officer told her that the reason why she cut it is because it can be a danger to her or other inmates. They might use her locks to hang themselves, or she might use her locks to hang herself.
Oh. That's a new one.
You know, it's very disparaging to hear what going on in the country right now in terms of, you know, just the premise on which she was arrested was based upon, according to her right to voice her opinion about a situation that happened. She was in a car, a taxi, and apparently the policeman that stopped the taxi pepper sprayed everybody in the car, and he was really trying to apprehend just one person in the taxi. And she voiced her displeasure, you know, towards the policeman, you know. Why would he spray pepper spray on everybody or inside the car when he's just trying to apprehend one person? And because she voiced her displeasure about that, she was arrested. And then, you know, subsequently after being arrested, them trim her. You know, it's very disheartening to see what going on in the country right now with uno police officers. Some are uno card, not every police officer is bad. And me are telling them, uno judgment, nah go pretty. Nah go pretty. Remember me telling you that. See? People, continue for defending the rights. There are these laws on the books in the Constitution. You know, especially the law that talks about indecent language. You cannot use indecent language in public. And I mean, think about it. What is it? What is that law really saying? You can't cuss in a public. Like, are we children?
Yeah, daddy, ain't you so I forgot my 9 o'clock? So yeah, duh.
You know, it is really disturbing that in 2021. That we are still dealing with things like this. Police officer trim rasta. You understand what I mean?
For me, it's just a disrespect. I'm sure they didn't trim no one else within the, because nobody else like had long hair, I'm assuming. I hope there was no 30 inches hanging down, long Malaysian flowing, because that can definitely hurt somebody, you know? It's a very deadly weapon.
I don't know,
but,
man.
But police in Jamaica, I don't really know what to say about them, because, as you said, there are some good officers of the law.
Of course.
However, to me, it seems as if they're more bad than good when it comes to Jamaica police. JDF or whatever it is.
JCF.
The whole police system, I think the police get things misconstrued sometimes and not remember that they are here to serve and protect the people.
The culture within the police force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not even just Jamaica alone. It's worldwide thing that we see where police officers don't understand or seem to not grasp that they're here to protect and serve the citizens.
Yeah.
You're here to protect, not harm, not kill, not trim, not violate human rights, not any of those. You're here to protect.
Yeah.
So if you see a situation happening and you know it's not the right thing that needs to be done as an officer and you see certain things happening around you,
mm-hmm.
don't you think that as someone that's supposed to be upholding the law, wouldn't you speak out against something when it's wrong?
Most definitely.
So I'm sure there were other officers there, and you know, no one said anything about this situation.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Like the
crazy
law enforcement in Jamaica on so many
the human
levels.
Human rights abuse. I mean, let me just say that the police high command came out with a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying that in the usual statement, we're going to investigate, mm-hmm. and if any wrongdoing is found,
nothing
then
is
we're gonna
happen.
Persecute.
Ain't nothing gonna
and I think it went on to say that we're not tolerating that type of behavior in this day and age in the police force.
Mm.
You know, so I mean, let's see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But really and truly, something needs to be done. You know, the culture needs to change. You know, officers need to start seeing people
as
people.
As another
you
civilian,
what I
like,
don't you we are not your picnic.
We ain't the ops.
Yeah,
we ain't the ops.
We are not your kids, man.
Yeah, you see, police are drape up big man and big woman. Like, come on, where's
hey,
the
boy,
respect level? Little girl and dirty
yeah.
girl and empty. Like, you can't address somebody and you want to disrespect me, but you expect me to give you respect? Nah, playboy, don't work like that. Where I'm from, disrespect for disrespect. It is what it is. Because if you're supposed to be here protecting and serving me and making sure that I'm okay within the society that I'm living in against the bad guys, but all in truth and actuality, you guys are playing
that
role. You are the bad guys.
Badness as well.
Exactly.
So we are fighting, yes, we are fighting badness, yes, and we are fighting badness, yes.
Exactly. But all I know, the funny thing, I see one video the other day. about, I guess someone had a party on their property. I think it's somewhere in the country. And police officers came to the party to, I guess, turn the party off. But the party patrons were saying that the party was within the time frame of the curfew and all that. Because remember, that time we had 11 o'clock.
Right.
So the lady was saying, you know, we're within the time frame. We're on private property, so I'm not sure what the harassment is for.
Mm-hmm.
I guess another gentleman decided that he wanted to open his mouth and say something. When I tell you, said we're all the police, look upon the man. Look like him, take him soul right then and there on that camera. Without even moving. The way all him look upon the man.
Yeah.
If looks could have killed, that man would have been dead 10 times over. He would have been like a puss, 9 lives, okay? Like... He would have been gone. The way all the police, and I'm looking at it like, I can't imagine if this police buck this man out of road just because he's standing up and defending their rights. And they're going against the people. I mean, the way how the man look upon the man, like, him ready for just take off him head right there. So like him, I say, yo, if the camera never there, I made a boss tree in the head one time and done. That's the look he gave him. And I'm like, that's the police. You're supposed to be here to say, okay, anyone in harm, anyone need anything, all right, you guys make sure you stay within the curfew guidelines, make sure everyone has their mask on, sanitizing, whatever it is that you need, the protocols, as long as they're doing it within the time frame of the curfew and they're in they're on the private property. And once the amount of people that they're supposed to be have there, you know, the lady said they were in restrictions on all levels. Everything was straight. And the man said, the way the man looked upon him, like...
Mm-mm-mm.
But the police in Jamaica is definitely, at least police all over, but all the ones over, in Jamaica.
But we are dealing with Jamaica.
Exactly,
Jamaica
because there of right Jamaica now. Were there, exactly.
And, you know, I tell you, man, the culture, the culture in the force.
And your oldness, you know, you can't tell the youth them for stop the badness, and you have your officers them a push badness. It no works.
Lock up people for freedom of speech.
It no works, so can't do them things because that no works. So you're gonna create more tyrants, more crazy people, more bad man than you're trying to. You know what I'm saying? Like you're not gonna be able to control it by the time you're done.
You're gonna end up with some kind of revolution, some kind of vibe, some kind of serious tension arising at the country. You can feel it, and it's like the government now see,
because everyone is focused on
it's like
COVID.
They don't care. Yeah,
COVID,
you know,
is the biggest crime criminal around town.
It's like they don't care, man. And
because I know crime is killing way more than COVID, and crime has killed way more than COVID in Jamaica. Jamaica have what, 1200 deaths right now, I think, if we're that much. Because I think it's like 1,190 something. Almost 1,200.
I didn't see the stats, but
I think it's almost 1,200 deaths.
That's what it is,
wow. And, I mean, that's not a lot compared to...
What do you mean? Deaths in terms of COVID?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking about crime.
No, COVID, no.
Okay.
COVID, that's nothing compared to crime in Jamaica. For the past 2-3 years, it kind of probably can't add up to almost that.
Trust me, man, it's...
And they're not worried about fighting crime, they're worried about fighting COVID.
You can't lock up the citizens for the freedom
of speech.
And they're
going to tell me some FIA take
police officers going to really need to change the culture of how we now deal with the citizens.
Communicate
because
with people.
Things are going to get dread.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to get dread. Trust me. Paul Bogle them. Sam Sharp them. Want to remember them? Want to remember them? Them man, they lay down them life on the line. Them man, they never care. Them man, they did willing to lose for them own, and they did for freedom. Seeing Emancipation Day just passed. Think about what we're going to do. You want to see another revolution, boy? Think about what we're going to do. Prime Minister, all the way down. Think about it. Seeing?
That's fine.
Yeah. So we just want to address that. Yeah. You know, we kind of did want to get that off of my chest because me, I tell you, it's been.
Yeah.
You know, tearing at
and
me.
And then with the situation with the girl getting
her hair just
kind of like,
just amplified even more, you know?
Listen.
For real.
I don't know. Like, Jamaican system is just different. Just different. After all, they endorse tourism, and they use Bob Marley face, they use the Rasta culture, they use the Rasta lifestyle as tourism, like as a, how would you say it?
Yeah, basically as
advertisement,
the tool.
Yeah. As a tool for, you know, to come advertise. To Jamaica, mm-hmm. It's a wonderful place with Irie, man, you know.
But you know, Mike Ashamaya said something to me. on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing? And he's not wrong. He's basically the communication, the message was, when something like this, it was like he was saying that Rasta has become a part of society. And because we have become a part of society,
mm-hmm.
you know, we are being subjected to the things that society is usually subjected to.
Mm-hmm.
Readily, more readily subjected to. But I agree with him to a point. You know, I agree with him to a point.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, Rastafari culture has to evolve one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing? And at the same time, the treatment where Rasta did I get when we were more secluded or withdrawn from society was even
worse.
Terrible. More even, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Was even more terrible than what we are received now today. I mean, it's the same, but it's kind of more tempered.
Diluted, it's not so you know? Harsh.
So, we kind of agree with him in a sense still. But mm-hmm. that is another discussion where, you know, maybe if Mike are willing to come on the podcast and mm-hmm. talk with me, it would be nice, you know what I mean? Kemisha, hint. Make it happen, you know what I mean? But, I feel like, you know, the government just need to pay attention to what they are doing. Do the right thing, you know what I mean?
Do the right thing when you got, you know what I'm saying, a little hand sliding, a little change in your pocket.
Yeah, let's do the
that's
right thing.
That's keeping you cushioned, you know what I'm saying?
Do the
it's
right
kinda
thing.
Hard.
We are begging you, do the right thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, today, topic. What's going on in that pretty little head of yours? What do you want to talk about today?
Today's topic.
Music and marriage vibes.
Yeah, after all of that, we're going to really get into a topic because that was kind of like a pre-topic.
Mm-hmm.
But topic of the day, do you think it's okay to return gifts after a breakup?
Return gifts.
That's a bit scary that you're paused for so long.
Return gifts. What kind of gifts?
Like anything that a man buy you. Like if you buy her jewelry, whatever, clothing, a car, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
No. You get a gift. The gift was during a time when things are good. So why would I take it back when things bad?
Okay, so I guess it's not a miss, I take it back.
Why? But what?
No, there are men out there like that. The reason why I asked that question, because there was a situation that I saw on social media recently.
Mm-hmm.
Two rappers broke up,
mm-hmm.
and he gifted her a car.
Mm-hmm.
And after the breakup, he took the car back.
Okay.
And is trying to sell the car now, like resale.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, you know, it's not like say you don't have the money. You have the money to skip past and just be like, all right, show that you can hold that and keep it pushing.
Yeah. So what you're trying to say, if you never have the money, no, you could understand.
I can't understand. No. Take back where?
So I mean, I understand where you say.
No, but
it's
I'm
not like you don't have the money.
I'm just saying, it's not like him not have the money, can't leave it alone. I make sure, all right, I'm going with it.
But if you never have the money, could I take it back?
No, all if you have the money, so I know you can't take it back. Like, you not get back nothing where you give me. You mad? Me can't take back none of the sex of me gear? No,
so
I can't.
So, or if you equate. Or if you equate sex.
Because some women sell sex.
So you sell sex?
It
says some women.
No, I don't. Do I sell sex?
Yeah, so what is your premise? Not some women. Talk about
you
personally.
No, you can't take back the gift where you give me.
So sex. You think that sex is equal to the things and what you get from
no,
me?
No, but I'm just saying, because some men equate that and say, okay, well, I buy her things and I do this for her, so she's obligated to give me sex. Most men are like that. That's the thought process for most men. So if that's his thought process, then, I mean, where do you think it's going to lead? It's either you with it or you're not. But for me,
kind of sticky because
me personally, like me and you can't left and you come to me and say, hey, you know, can I have the jewelry that the bracelet I bought you and can I have back them shoes, them Versace slippers I bought you? So like, no, take back where? And then what you going to do with it? Because some men, like I've heard of situations where a man is engaged to this woman and then the engagement falls off, he take back the ring and then propose to another woman with the same exact ring?
An engagement ring. You see, that's why certain things, all right, you know, when you put on the importance on a ring, right? The
but importance
where
important.
The importance and the sacredness where you put on a ring.
Mm-hmm.
You might not put that on anything else. So it's like
A gift is a gift. It doesn't matter what it is, no matter how
the ring
how
is
much
not necessarily
costs.
A gift.
It
but it's more like a, you know,
it's partially
like,
a gift.
You know, like
it's like a gift to show my love and my gratitude to let you know I want to spend the rest of my life with you. It's a gift. It's a lifetime gift. So for me and you to break up and you to say, well, you know, say like how we left now, and you know,
I need back the ring.
I need back what? When I don't wait you up, yo. When I don't wait you up, need back what?
What do you mean? And then when I gonna need back him ring?
Okay, I give you a ring, one around your
all
eye.
All right, me wouldn't do it, but muda understand if an
how
if an next man
how could you understand that? How?
Because
could, what?
The reason me woulda understand it is that. What the ring signifies,
mm-hmm.
and usually a man go out time way for find this thing that represents his feelings then towards you, as you so rightly put.
That's bullshit,
right?
Because that's
and if me buy a ring that represents how I feel,
that's how you're saying in your not
yes.
men in general. This
yes,
is your feeling.
Me I say. In general, not mm-hmm. me, because as I said, personally, me not take back nothing. But me I say, me I think then,
mm-hmm.
it how a person like that would be thinking to himself.
Okay.
If me buy this ring and as a token of how I feel about you,
mm-hmm.
right? That mm-hmm. mean it's not just a regular gift. And because it signifies our union together.
Everything that you give me should signify something, love, appreciation,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, but the ring,
it is.
In Christian term or marriage terms, the ring signifies the union between me and you, yes?
Okay.
And a me bite.
Okay.
Right? That's how a man would not think. A man would do something like that. And if a me buy the ring, and me ain't a dinner more.
Yeah, but you bought.
Me go on about the ring.
You bought me the ring to show me your love for me.
Yeah, no more love no there.
So
me go
what
you
gonna do with the ring?
Take it back and go back, go pawn it and get back the money.
No, so matter of fact, I might as well me go pawn it and get the money. For all of the heartache and the stress and the pain that I had to endure during the relationship.
But if
yeah, right. I need some compensation.
And if you go take back the ring, then you go give back the ring. The ring where you buy.
Yeah, and then when you give my mama go pawn the two of them.
No, man, give back for give back.
No, brother, it no work so. It no work so. If you decide that you want to give me back your ring, I will take it back, but you're not getting my one
no,
back.
No, man, I give back for give
so
back.
So, hold on there. You think say?
I would understand if somebody do something like that. I would understand.
I see it.
I would understand.
I see it. That's a one thing, I like, Mr. Take it back. Like, you know.
No,
come all right,
listen to me. You ride me now. You see, you can't use certain cultural jargons and stir my brain. But Mr. Take It Back.
Them things
don't jerk me in no way, shape,
okay,
or form.
Okay, but you would be Mr. Take It Back if you do it.
I think practically. I think logically. I think also upon an emotional point of view. You understand what I'm saying? I think in every way I can, in every aspect about the situation. Okay. I think about what you call me and what I'm going to look like and nothing like that. I think about me and my feelings. And if I me buy you this ring, I need it back because me you done. I need it back. And okay. Me bring where you buy, give me. Me I bring it come give you. And me exchange back
I
ring.
I need all of my time that I wasted.
You can't get
I
back time.
It. Okay, so you can't get back the
but
ring.
You can't get back a ring.
No, you can't.
The ring there, sir.
Okay. Get, come get it.
The ring physical.
Come get
the
it.
The time not physical.
Come get it.
You can't get back the time.
Okay. You'll figure it
you understand
out.
What I mean? I say,
okay.
If it's something like a car or something like that, I can't understand that. Because you buy a woman a vehicle for she move around or whatever the case may be. You buy
but
it
but
for.
But it's the same thing. You bought the ring for me to show your
no,
love. So if you
ring,
bought something for
something
me.
Diff-
you but you bought
equate.
It for,
so
but you bought and, it for
all right,
me.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask
but
you a question.
But you bought it for me. So I should be able to determine what I want to do
with
it.
Let me ask you a question. So if me buy a ring and say this is the wedding gift. We now, if me buy a car and say this is this we are used to get married. We're not using a ring. We are using car.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take that? Or you don't want a ring?
It depends. If that's what we say we're sticking to and we both agree to it, then I'm cool with that. Okay. But you're not going to tell me, say, okay, well, me I
get you think a most, this you think most women are going to say? I mean, have the answer there?
Woman is different. For me personally, like,
All right, not you personally. You think most women are going to have the answer there? Or most women are going to say, no, hell no, I want my ring.
Most women are going to say they probably want to care.
They want to care about the ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of women don't put it in their ring.
I'm not sure about that. The answer them, I'm not too sure about.
Okay.
You think most women are going to want the ring?
We can ask the viewers.
Because ring and marriage go hand in hand. And every woman wants a ring for go show off. You understand what I'm saying?
And every woman want a nice car to drive in as well. And which one you going to see more, the car or the ring? They're going to see the car.
The ring.
They're going to see the car.
Hand in hand. The ring and the car going in on because you're not going to go nowhere without the ring.
You
got on the rings. You got on the ring.
No, not necessarily because look at me the other day. Like, my ring was getting a little bit small for me and my hand started to swell up and all of that. I didn't have on my ring for a while.
Okay.
So, but if you gave me a car, I'm going to be driving a car all the time, right?
No.
Unless it's damaged or something is wrong with it and it must be fixed. So, once that is said, the car is going to be more important to some women. Yeah. Some women don't even see the significance of a ring. Some women don't even like to wear their wedding ring. Some men don't even wear their damn wedding ring.
Okay.
So I don't think.
No, that's an argument. I mean, that don't make sense to me. But all right.
No, I mean, like me personally,
A woman, people are gonna look upon it and say you're more materialistic for taking a car than taking a ring when it comes to marriage.
For me personally, like, a ring is a nice gesture. A ring is a nice gift, as you said, but a ring does not symbolize marriage.
Okay.
It's good to know that personally. Yeah, but I need to upgrade still. We're just talking about personally.
It's good to know that personally. So yeah, that means that if me now wear my ring for one reason or another, you're not upset about it because a ring doesn't really signify.
I'm not. Okay, whatever you want to take it as.
No, I'm just saying. Just based upon the logic of what you're saying. Based upon the logic of what you're saying.
Playboy, if you want to do that.
See, they know.
If you want to go down
you,
that road.
I'm if
that's
tell you.
Your problem, okay?
So, based upon the reaction now, it's safe for me to say that a woman, I got to take the ring, right? And if me come and want back my ring, I want it back.
Okay.
I want it back.
How you going to get it?
You're going to take it off of your hand.
Okay.
Whether dead or alive.
Okay, all right now, Playboy. You sound like a cowboy in here, somebody dead or alive. Better get your ass on with that. Listen to me, as I said, once you give me this, it's mine. Mina business, what you want to say? Mina business, what we'll go through? I don't care about none of that. It's my ring because you gave it to me. If you said to me, okay, this ring is temporary, and if we're supposed to break up, I'm going to need the ring back, and I agree to it, that's a different story. But you can't come give me none. I come talk what you want about coming left. Massa, go your ways, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Tell if you pack up and come go. It not going to work. Like, you can't get me forgive back nothing. I don't care what it is. You're not getting back nothing at all. If me don't want it, mm-hmm. I donate to the charity. Mm-hmm. If my fee's a charity, too good fees, our charity don't want the crosses, mm-hmm. I'll just throw it in the garbage.
I mean, me understand.
But outside of that,
but
like,
at the same time, me understand a man where would I want back him ring.
No, I can't understand a man who would want it back. Like, for me personally, men are supposed to have pride.
Me not think that I'm not feeling pride.
I think it does have something to do with pride. You show lack of pride and lack of, like, respect for yourself as a man. Class. Yeah, all right, class.
No, I have nothing to do with pride.
Class. You're not a pride if you ask back a woman for things where you don't care. You're not a pride.
What you mean?
You're not nothing about you. You don't have nothing about you. You don't have nothing about you. If you as a big man, I go look at a woman and say, I want back the things I want me gear. You want a box. Five fingers. Five friends.
I agree. At the same time, other persons out there might not see it that way. And if it's something personal and specific like a ring, I would see with that person. I would understand.
Okay.
If that person would want back.
Ask me back for this because you would not get back a thing.
I wouldn't. Definitely not. That is yours forever. You can keep that.
Enough facts. I'm not ask Christ.
That's all you.
Manoah.
It's all you.
Manoah.
I would never.
Like, I could never be with a man. Like, I could never look at you as a man. I could never look at you as like my king or anything of such. Like, even if we're supposed to, you take it back and then suppose we get back together. You can't come look at me and talk, but you want to get married again and you want to give me nothing.
We couldn't get back together. I understand that. We couldn't get back together after something like that.
I wouldn't even expect you
to look back my way.
After but some men like would that, do that.
We, as a man, we take back the ring.
Some men would do that.
And maybe some women would go back too.
Nothing when I eat that still. It is what it is. Truth to attack.
Truths and rights, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but some women I eat that, so.
I say, God, natural vibes, I think.
Yeah, it is what it is. But me personally, I'm going to do with a man who I take back nothing from me. And once you start take back, you can go. Once you even ask me back, once you even give me some money, I say you're going to need back the money. Like, brother, you have to go on. You can't ask me back for nothing. You can't tell me you need me for pay your back money. Mm-hmm. You can't ask me for what? You mad?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in a relationship with you? That's not a relationship.
I agree.
But anyways, let us know what you think about this episode.
Yeah.
Please, if you haven't already, please make sure you go over to our YouTube channel. Hear me say our, but yeah, it's his YouTube channel, but it's ours.
Oh, what is mine? Our is yours, YouTube channel. And what is yours is ours.
No, that's not how it goes. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is ours. That's how it goes.
Oh, so what's mine is mine, and what's yours is ours. No.
What's mine is mine.
Right. What's mine is mine.
No. You're saying it wrong. You're not. Listen.
What's mine?
Listen keenly.
Mm-hmm.
What's mine? Nikita. No. Not you.
Call me now.
Not you.
That's something different.
What is Nikita's is Nikita's. And what is Amlak's is ours. You get it? I say it.
I know about
make sure you guys go and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Amlak Red Square Official. AMLAKREDSQUARE Official. Mm-hmm. Space Official.
Yeah.
If you're streaming through a streaming site, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM. Make sure you go over to our YouTube and subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you go over to the streaming platforms and check us out. We're available on all streaming platforms that podcasts are available.
Yes.
We thank you so much for your viewership. We thank you so much for your support.
Big up to the people. I'm in Germany. We are streaming the podcast.
Yes.
We love them.
All over.
But.
Like, yeah, we should definitely put up like the list of the countries that we are in. I think we're in about 25 or 30 different countries right now.
We're going in. Trust
and America. Yeah, doing America, the damn thing. Yeah, we're in America. About 35
America
states.
America and then France.
Yes, and then France.
France! What really are going over
y'all
there?
You understand what we're saying over there?
Bonjour. Bonjour? Is it bonjour?
Bonjour. Oui, oui.
Bonjour. My French people. But big up the Germans then.
Yeah, big up
seeing
all of our supporters. All of link our me.
On our way more time and bless me up and tell me so now. Listen, man, like Marek, you don't know, big up yourself. You don't know people like Selecta Beer. Marco, big up yourself. You see me, I say, you don't know. Harry, big up yourself.
Hi,
you see
guys. Me, I say,
really appreciate the support. Tina Tigressa, big up yourself. Also in Germany. We have a lot of people over there in Germany where I listen to it and that it's actively listening and you know, showing us support. I'm going to bless you up tonight. You know what I mean? Big up on us.
Yes, big up on us. Big up the Jamaica eat here, because you're going to go out and buy fun up.
Yeah.
To summer. A different level.
Summer
21 is a different eat.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita, and I'm your gracious host. And this is my co-host.
I'm like Red Square. You know the thing, go. Big up the item self. We love you, nobody. Keep supporting the thing. Keep supporting the merch.
Yes.
Click like, subscribe,
yes.
Comment on each and every episode. Make sure you hit the notification bell on YouTube. So every time we drop our episode on Wednesday, you know that it's out. You know what I mean? Make sure you like, subscribe,
ding, 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 ding.
Turn on this bell, and tune into the Music and Marriage Podcast. You know what I mean? Salute. Touchdown. 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 Touchdown.